West there in the fifth week of Lent. The first reading from the first of the prophet Daniel. King Nebuchadnezzar questioned them, "It is true, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, that you will not serve my God or worship the golden statue that I set up? Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made. Whenever you hear the sound of the trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments, otherwise you shall be instantly cast into the white horse furnace. And who is the God that can deliver you out of my hand?" Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego answered King Nebuchadnezzar, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God, whom we serve, can save us from the white hot furnace and from your hand, O King, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O King, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue which you set up." Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with the utter rage against Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. He ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual, and had some of the strongest men in his army by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and cut them into the white hot furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his noble, "Did we not cut 3 men bound into the fire?" "Assuredly, O king," they answered. But he replied, "I see 4 men unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4 look like a son of God." Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servant that trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their body rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." The Gospel according to St. John. Jesus then said to those Jews who believe in him, "If you remain in my word, you will truly be my disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and have never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" Jesus answered them, "Amen, amen, I say to you, everyone who commits sin is a slave of sin. A slave does not remain in a house forever, but a son always remains. But if a son frees you, then you will truly be free. I know that you are descendants of Abraham, but you are trying to kill me because my word had no room among you. I tell you what I have seen in the Father's presence. Then do what you have heard from the Father." They answered and said to him, "Our father is Abraham." Jesus said to them, If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the work of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who had told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the work of your father." So they said to him, "We are not illegitimate. We have one father, God." Jesus said to them, "If God was your father, you would love me, for I came from God and am here. I did not come on my own, but he sent me, sharing the reading, the topic, the truth set us free. People, especially those who are in power, don't want others to mention their wrongdoing because they are afraid of losing their faith or must change accordingly. But nothing can be remain in darkness forever. Sooner or later, everybody must face the truth and do something about it. The truth, even though it hurts, can set people free. Many people, though living in falsity, think they are living in the truth. The people must let God's truth shine so that they can recognize their falsity. Today's reading centers on the need to find out and to live according to the truth because it liberates people. In the first reading, King Nebuchadnezzar thought the statue he made with his hand was the true God, so that he commanded the three Jewish youths to worship it when the music started. If they don't, he shall cast them into the fiery furnace. The three youths refused to obey his command because they determined to worship only the Lord God. When the king saw God's power from the fiery furnace, he changed his mind and humbly confessed that their God was the true God, and he set them free. In the gospel, Jesus wanted to point out to the Jews to know that they weren't truly Abraham's descendants because they didn't do what Abraham did, which is to believe in God and to welcome the prophet he sent. They refused to believe what Jesus said and planned to kill him. The first reading, the three Jewish youths witnessed for the truth. First, the three Jewish youths refused to worship any god but the Lord. King Nebuchadnezzar threatened them as follows: "Be ready now to fall down and worship the statue I had made. Whenever you hear the sound of trumpet, flute, lyre, harp, psaltery, bagpipe, and all the other musical instruments. Otherwise, you shall be instantly cast into the white hot furnace. And who is the God that can deliver you out of my hands?" They courageously answered the king, "There is no need for us to defend ourselves before you in this matter. If our God whom we serve can save us from the white hot furnace and from your hand, O king, may he save us. But even if he will not, know, O king, that we will not serve your God or worship the golden statue which you set up." Nebuchadnezzar's face became livid with utter rage. Again, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, he ordered the furnace to be heated 7 times more than usual and had some of the strongest men in his army by Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego and cast them into the white hot furnace. Second, King Nebuchadnezzar recognized the law of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. The king recognized the strange vision in the fiery furnace. King Nebuchadnezzar rose in haste and asked his noble, "Did we not cast 3 men bound into the fire?" "Surely, O king," they answered. But he replied, "But I see 4 men unfettered and unhurt, walking in the fire, and the 4 look like a son of God." The king believed in the law of the three Jews. He recognized the Lord's angel and bound the rope for the three youths, so that they could freely walk and talk in the fiery furnace without any damage. Recognizing his mistake, Nebuchadnezzar exclaimed, "Blessed be the God of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who sent his angel to deliver the servant that trusted in him. They disobeyed the royal command and yielded their body rather than serve or worship any god except their own God." The Gospel. The truth shall set you free. First, Jesus is God's truth. The truth liberates people. Jesus then said to those you who believe in him, "If you remain in my words, you will truly be my disciple, and you will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." To become Jesus' disciple, they must believe what he said are true, and these words shall liberate them from all falsity. Then they shall have true freedom, because they know the truth. Therefore, there is a close connection between remaining in Jesus' word, becoming his disciple, the truth, and the true freedom. The Jews didn't understand what Jesus said. Moreover, they felt indignant because Jesus implied them to be slaves. They answered him, "We are descendants of Abraham and had never been enslaved to anyone. How can you say you will become free?" In reality, the Israelites became slaves for many nations, such as Egypt, Assyria, Babylon, and Rome. But they were so proud of themselves as Abraham's descendants and God's people. Jesus liberated people from sin. What Jesus wanted to say is that they were slavery for sin, because whoever sinned became a slave of sin. There is a big difference between a child and a slave. A child can live in the house forever. A slave can be sold or expelled anytime. Jesus warned them, you should be on guard. You were so proud of Abraham's descendant. But if you sin, you shall become slave and could be expelled out of the house. If they believe in him, they shall be liberated from their sin and they shall have true freedom. But the Jews didn't only refuse to believe in Jesus, but also devised a plan to destroy him. Jesus differentiated between his father and their father, but they proudly said, "Our father was Abraham." Second, Abraham believed in God. Jesus didn't believe in what they said, because if they were Abraham's descendant, they have the same father with him. And Abraham believed in God. Jesus insisted to them that faith couldn't only remain in word, but must also be expressed in deeds. He said, "If you were Abraham's children, you would be doing the work of Abraham. But now you are trying to kill me, a man who has told you the truth that I heard from God. Abraham did not do this. You are doing the work of your father." Abraham welcomed God's messenger, not planning to kill them as the Jews were doing. Jesus wanted to tell them that if they were planning to kill God's messenger, they were God's children, not Abraham's descendants. Application in life. We should look for the truth everywhere and in any way, because the true self liberates and gives us true freedom. Wherever we sin, we become slaves for sin. Only Christ can liberate us from sin. We must believe in Him and do what He teaches us. Faith isn't only about what we profess with our mouth, but we must also be expressed by deeds. We aren't saved by our profession of faith, but by practicing our faith and by witnessing for the truth. Amen.